Independent thinkers, the Indigo Girls are in our studios today. I'm Meg Griffin.
I wondered if you're approached by a lot of organizations and are faced with that dilemma of trying to decide, well, who do we go with? Because if you go with too many, you can't maybe feel as effective as if you choose a few that you say these are ours.
Yeah, it's hard to say no because there's so much work that needs to be done. And you know, it's playing benefits for us is a really joyful thing. It augments our lives in very deep ways. And I guess what we've done over the years is sort of narrowed our focus down to a handful of causes that are very important to us, and particularly energy justice issues with regards to indigenous communities. We have a long history of that. I mean, environmentalism is something that speaks to everybody because we all have to live on the earth. So that's been important for us. And then obviously gay rights issues, civil rights issues.
Right.
We're staunch anti-nuke. So we focused on that. What happens a lot is that people get the word to us of certain concerts or issues that are tied into a lot of those sort of things. Then we end up playing those benefits. But yes, it is hard to say no.
I can't quite picture you guys saying no. I know that feeling myself. But what do people say when you say no? They've got to be really
disappointed. We get the management to say it to them.
I mean, sometimes there's you know, obvious reasons why we don't get involved in something, or we're doing something with a different group on the same issue. Mm-hmm. And so it's, right, to me, it's redundant, you know, right, in a way, unless there's some reason. So, I mean, I feel like people understand, you know, like I feel like people understand, and, you know, it's not like we're just, you know, right and left. No, you know, mm-hmm, yeah, some things just don't fit in. And,
plus, I guess if you're saying no so that you can be more effective for the same cause with another group instead of like diluted, then course they're going to get
you. Can water down your effectiveness by being involved in too many things.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Can you tell us why Honor the Earth is a choice that you consider to be so effective? I see that as one that's actually even listed on the inside of this new CD.
Well, that group is a group that we helped start, so that's one reason.
With a tour a few years ago, yeah?
Yeah, we've done about 5 tours.
Yeah.
It's a group that we helped start with a bunch of very prominent Native American environmental activists that are amazing, that are mentors to us. And we were doing environmental work and sort of in a more white mainstream community way, and we met these people, and their work is so effective and makes so much sense in the way they organize. And so we hooked up with them and sort of tried to build a bridge between Native and non-Native communities. And we fund indigenous Native environmental groups through a granting process. And so we also tour and do shows to raise awareness about different issues in different regions. So that's why it's close to us, because we sort of grew up, you know, we were politicized by it and grew up with it and helped start it. And it functions on it, really on its own. I mean, without, you know, it uses a lot of different musicians now. You know, Bonnie mm-hmm. Raitt's involved, and Jackson Browne and David Crosby, and different people do things for it. So it's sort of grown beyond just hooked up with us. It's sort of got its own thing now, which is great.
Yeah.
That's what you want to happen.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a lot of work in any way that you look at it. So when it can go in that direction.
Well, and you want it to be issue-based and based on what it's for, rather than just based on a connection to a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if it has a life of its own, it means it succeeded in people understanding that it's not just about the cult of identity or, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.